It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, September 29th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Just a reminder, if you want all of our new video content, you'll find it at rumble.com/SkywatchTV. We do have new Rumble channels coming for the new programs from Skywatch TV. Unraveling Revelation, The Bible's Greatest Mystery, Simply His, Return to Eden. All of those will have their own separate channels on Rumble. So here's the easy thing to do. Get our free mobile app. Because our free mobile app brings all of that video content into one place. If you've got a new smart TV, you can cast the video right to your television set from your smartphone or tablet. Tell you how to get that free app before the end of this program. Topic number five today, the supply chain. You might have noticed some empty shelves in your local stores, convenience stores, dollar stores, big box stores, warehouse stores, all with shortages of products. We talked last week about Costco putting a limit on certain paper products like, you know, toilet paper. Yeah, we're back to those shortages again. Cleaning supplies and so forth. There's been a real disruption of the supply chain caused by COVID and by other factors like paying people more to stay home than they could earn by working. Anyway, currently more than 60 container ships full of import cargo stuck off the coast of Los Angeles and Long Beach, more than twice that number of cargo ships, 154 as of last Friday, waiting to load cargo off the ports of Shanghai and Ningbo in China. Why? Well, operations at one major Chinese port was impacted by a COVID outbreak in June, essentially shut down. That caused a decrease in the number of cargo ships arriving in California. The problem then was when that port was reopened in July, suddenly there was a surge of additional ships arriving at the port. And again, we've got labor shortages taking place here in the United States because of the extra stimulus money being sent by the federal government to keep people at home. Well, to try to alleviate this, some retailers like Home Depot and Costco are now renting their own container ships to bring cargo from Asia to the west coast of the United States. Costco is expected to make about 10 deliveries over the next year using these ships. That's about 20% of its imports from Asia. But at the same time, on the domestic side, retailers are being hit by truck and driver shortages. Again, drivers are demanding more money now because during COVID, while we were all stuck at home, instead of going to the local grocery stores or convenience stores, big box stores, we were shopping online, which means we needed more trucks to get product to distribution centers for retailers like Amazon, and then from those distribution centers to our homes. This massive shortage of truck drivers, which began even before COVID, trucking companies have been offering sign-on bonuses to drivers for at least the last 10 years, but pay has now been increasing. As an example, in April, the trucking firm CR England announced its largest driver pay raise in history, its third pay raise in the last 3 years. Pay for drivers has increased by 50%, more than 50%, since 2018. And yet, many drivers are taking the extra money and using that to work fewer hours and stay home more. You can't blame them for that. So you got scarcity of drivers, a surge in e-commerce, and then bottlenecks at the ports causing empty shelves, which is driving up prices. When there is scarcity, prices increase. Add to that the surge in the money supply caused by all of these stimulus checks that have been sent out over the last 18 months, and you've got a perfect inflationary storm that is ready to hit. You're already seeing prices increase at the grocery stores. It's going to affect just about all consumer goods here shortly. Just be prepared. Prices are going up. Topic number four, COVID. Now, yesterday, or rather Monday, while getting his Pfizer booster vaccine during a live-streamed media event, President Biden let slip that he expects we won't be able to return life to normal in the U.S. until 97% of us are vaccinated. Well, that ain't happening. So what does that mean about a return to normal? This is the latest politically motivated moving of the goalposts by the Biden administration as they try to convince all of us to take the vaccine. Now, on Tuesday, Pfizer submitted data from its phase 2 and 3 trials for minors aged 5 to 11 for its mRNA jab, brand name Comirnaty. We expect that the FDA will turn around and approve this in relatively short order. But another piece of the anti-ivermectin puzzle may have emerged here in the last few days. On Monday, Pfizer also announced it's launched an accelerated phase 2 and 3 trial for a COVID prophylactic pill, something you take in advance of the disease to prevent you from getting it. Coincidentally or not, Pfizer's drug shares at least one mechanism as ivermectin, which is an antiparasitic drug that's been so effective that in humans, by the way, it's not just for horses, in humans that its inventors won a Nobel Prize. So ignore the mainstream media when it says that this is horse dewormer. It is a human pill. It's been used in humans for decades. Anyway, Pfizer's new drug is a protease inhibitor, which are potent protease inhibitor, they describe it in the press release, which is one way ivermectin interrupts the replication cycle of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So since Pfizer's drug being tested shares this mechanism with ivermectin, some with a sense of humor are now referring to this drug as Pfizermectin. We're not really surprised. A 5-day course of treatment of ivermectin in Bangladesh costs $1.80, okay? You're not going to make your quarterly projections selling the drug for $1.80 for a 5-day course of treatment. Topic number 3, erasing women. Democrats in the House of Representatives trying to expand the abortion franchise passed the Women's Health Protection Act of 2021, another example of when you want to know what a bill passed by Congress does. Read the title and assume it does the reverse. This is horrible in that it would essentially legalize and federalize abortion, making it legal up to 9 months in all women, passed the Congress by a vote of 218 to 211. It likely will not pass the Senate, but still, this is a horrible, awful bill, and all right-thinking people should oppose it. But here's the thing. Progressives have so painted themselves into a corner in 2021 that when it came to describing this bill and the people it allegedly benefits, they can't actually use the word women, even though the bill is called Women's Health Reproductive Act or Health Protection Act of 2021. When you read the bill, they go out of their way to avoid use of the traditional meaning of the term woman or women. I'm quoting from the bill now. Access to abortion services is critical to the health of every person capable of becoming pregnant. Every person capable of becoming pregnant. This act is intended to protect all people with the capacity for pregnancy. Cisgender women, transgender men, non-binary individuals, those who identify with a different gender, and others, etc., etc. I mean, it's bad enough for a progressive registered nurse turned congresswoman, Congress birthing person, Cori Bush of St. Louis, to fall into this rabbit hole. But even a respected medical journal has embraced this alternate reality. The Lancet in the UK is being slammed for describing women as bodies with vaginas on the cover of its September edition. Bodies with vagina. Women are being arrested. You cannot make this up. But it's even weirder than that. The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was a hero of the progressive left here in the United States because of her support for abortion, she is being erased. The ACLU, in quoting one of her written words, basically decided to rewrite the words of Justice Ginsburg because of her annoying reference to women. They changed the quote to read, "The decision whether or not to bear a child is central to a person's life, to their, not her, well-being and dignity, etc., etc." Rewriting Ginsburg because even the notorious RBG hero of the left is not woke enough for 2021. Topic number 2, Uri Geller and UFOs. Psychic Uri Geller now claiming that he was taken to a secret military room and shown breathing alien artifacts by the U.S. government. Says this happened years ago. Geller, now 74 years old, says that at the age of 3, a bright, shining UFO beamed a light onto him and gave him his psychic powers. he visited this secret facility with Wernher von Braun, by the way, inventor of the Saturn V rocket. Josh Peck and I write about Uri Geller in our book, The Day the Earth Stands Still, which was published back in 2017. In the early 70s, Geller was part of a research group led by Dr. Andrea Puharich, who was a contractor for the CIA. This group believed it was in psychic contact with a group of aliens who called themselves the Nine. Geller connected to this group in 71 and 72 when he was a young man. He left the group. In 1973 and 74, the group was joined by Gene Roddenberry, the creator of Star Trek, which makes the creation of Deep Space Nine less of a question. Anyway, it was eventually revealed by the Nine that they were the nine original gods of Egypt. Well, disclosure is coming closer, and that's why Skywatch TV has launched its Countdown virtual conference. It's coming up in just a couple of weeks. We'll tell you about that and how party people in England are making the wildlife high. That's next on 5 and 10.
Now, what's interesting is that's the first time I know that the government has admitted that the phenomenon, commonly known as UFO, is real. It's not a figment of people's imaginations, and in most cases, it's not swamp gas or some of the other kind of stuff that Project Blue Book and the Condon Report years ago did, which has always been thought of as a kind of cover-up for the UFO phenomenon.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, featuring the world premiere of the new documentary, The Great Delusion. Save $10 when you sign up by October 10th at DefenderConference.com.
Call now and take advantage of Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. With the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ, your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essene timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive three-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles three of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into one massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today. Here's a tip. If your recreational drug use is affecting the wildlife, you're probably overdoing it. A new study conducted at Glastonbury, that's in Somerset in England, home to an annual music festival. It hasn't been held since 2019 because of COVID-19, but research now shows that the drug users at Glastonbury have been affecting the local wildlife. Specifically, music fans who choose not to use the porta potties there on site, but instead just choosing to go wherever they can find a private spot, they're being blamed for dangerous levels of recreational drugs entering the local water supply. Researchers took samples from the White Lake River, both upstream and downstream of the festival site, and they found that downstream of the Glastonbury site, concentrations of MDMA, which is commonly called ecstasy, quadrupled in the week after the festival, and that the concentrations of cocaine in the water were so high that they were affecting the life cycle of the European eel, which is a critically endangered species. So the advice of both the scientists and the organizers of the Glastonbury Festival is that when they start hosting the festivals again in the future, please use the loos. Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown kicks off in just a couple of weeks, October 15th, and runs for 90 days. You'll have 90 days to binge watch not only the presentations, but the new documentary about the alien disclosure movement called The Great Delusion. Josh Peck has done another masterful job with the documentary film featuring Tom Horn, L.A. Marzulli, and researchers who are no longer with us, sadly. Chuck Missler, Noah Hutchings, Chris Putnam. In fact, never before seen interviews with those gentlemen. Timothy Alberino is also part of the film. I had the opportunity to take part. And Nick Pope, Luis Elizondo, both names very familiar to the UFO community, especially in recent years. But the presentations themselves, since this conference is launching in October, a time when we're a little more aware of the interaction between the natural realm with the supernatural, what with Halloween and all. Some fascinating presentations. Just had the opportunity to sit in with Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat this morning on his presentation. Dynamite stuff on the full armor of God and how we wage spiritual warfare with that armor. It's not the way you've probably been taught. It certainly is not the way I was taught or have been teaching it. But we'll also hear from Dr. Ken Johnson. Some more fascinating research on the Dead Sea Scrolls, the work of the Essenes at Qumran, Pastor Carl Gallups, Gary Bates of Creation Ministries International. He's the author of the book Alien Intrusion and the producer of the documentary Alien Intrusion. So he's got some things to say about the disclosure phenomenon. Joe Jordan, the president, co-founder of CE4 Research Group, many, many others. You can find a complete list of the speakers and sign up now at defenderconference.com. Do it by October 10th and save $10. So save 10 by 1010. That's your early bird discount. And again, everything released for you to binge watch on your schedule beginning October 15th. You'll find the information and registration at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. Just a couple more days to take advantage of our special thank you offer for your financial support during the month of September. For any amount that you send us, essentially you name the price, if you're in the U.S. and Canada because of shipping costs, we will send you a copy of my book, Last Clash of the Titans, published in 2017, and kind of a look at how what we were taught as Greek and Roman mythology overlaps with end times Bible prophecy. Again, it's our thank you for your support. We can't do what we do without it. You can find out more and donate by logging on to skywatchtv.com/donate or calling us toll-free 844-750-4985. This week on Skywatch TV, we begin a four-week series with Dr. Ken Johnson and Josh Peck. Fascinating stuff on the Essenes and the calendar that they developed, their beliefs, and which recorded in the Dead Sea Scrolls, which, according to Josh and Ken, tracks exactly with what the early Christian church was taught. But more significantly, their view of where we were all going in the last days, the final Jubilee, The Final Age of Man, beginning in 2025, according to the Essenes. Don't miss this series of interviews. You'll find our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program at skywatchtv.com/channels. But again, if you've got the Skywatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV, we will broadcast on your schedule. We're reconfiguring the channel right now to accommodate the new programs, Simply His, Return to Eden, and The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, which launch later this week. You can also get all of those programs delivered right to your smartphone or tablet. The advantage of the mobile app is you also get curated news collected by Tom Horn 3 times a week, important news stories that you don't see in the corporate media, plus a calendar of our upcoming events, in addition to all of the broadcast shows that are coming now from Skywatch TV. And again, if you've got a relatively recent smart TV compatible with Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay, you can take the video from your tablet or your smartphone and put it up on the big screen. So you're not having to watch on the small screen. And that's pretty cool. Technology can sometimes be used for good. You'll find a link to the app stores for the app, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire tablet, whatever your device, we've got a link to the App Store for you posted at skywatchtv.com. The link is in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.